But she doesn't have a First Amendment right to speak at Berkeley, unless Congress wrote a law saying that she doesn't. Then she does.
The student organization does have a First Amendment right to invite who they want to campus. But if they rescind the invitation, then that's correct. But I think it's interesting that the moment Berkeley's Young Americans for Freedom kind of got cold feet, Ann Coulter pulled out herself. So I don't know if it was a money thing or it was fear of the protesters. But, I mean, the response has been huge. Hundreds of people saying that they're going to turn out and, quote-unquote, defend her. And so, I mean, she could have become a real figurehead. This would have been a huge, huge publicity opportunity for her. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me why she would pull out. But, you know, I guess there is the threat of violence, but at a certain point you need to take risks for what you believe in.
So she could have gone to a different venue, which is what I said. Mitter Bloom and I may have to disagree on the incorporation doctrine and the First Amendment. The kids at Berkeley do not have a First Amendment right. They may have a right under California Constitution to express their free speech. That doesn't have anything to do with inviting someone into a university. So let me just say that. But let's not argue about that, because we can talk about that another time. That's a constitutional question. Let's talk about the nuts and bolts of Ann Coulter. So are you? What I said was, okay, well, they really wanted to have her speak and they really wanted to hear her. Well, then change the venue. Go somewhere else.
Right, and it seems like they tried to do that a couple of times. What's interesting, I think, about this whole situation is now we've had a couple of rounds of this whole thing. Like, it started with Milo, and Berkeley, I guess, didn't have the fortitude to kind of defend him. And, you know, and Milo, I don't think, is a defensible person. But, you know, they it's their responsibility to keep the speaker safe, and they failed to do that. And so there's just been round after round of these kind of street battles. And I think it's hard to disagree with this Twitter analyst, David Hines, who I really love following. He said, you know, this is now at this point about punishing the city of Berkeley for not ensuring a safe environment and ensuring free speech. That's pretty much what it's about. It's going to keep happening until Berkeley kind of sacks up and does their job.